You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Refugee families may arrive in Canada with a $10,000 debt to the federal government. These debts are transportation loans, loans that must be repaid with interest for the cost of coming to Canada. The Canadian Council for Refugees is calling for an end to the transportation loan program because of its painful impact on thousands of refugees and on Canadian society. Janet Dench is the executive director of the Canadian Council for Refugees, and she joins me now by phone from Montreal. Hello, Janet.
Hello.
Now, why do refugees get loans from the Canadian and the Quebec governments before they arrive in the country?
Well, refugees are expected to pay for their own transportation to Canada and also for the medical exams that they're required to have when they're applying for resettlement to Canada. And since, of course, most refugees don't have the money to pay for those expenses, what the government does, and this is a program actually that has been set up more than 50 years ago, the government offers them a loan to cover those costs, and when they arrive in Canada shortly after that, they're asked to start repaying the loan for the transportation and medical costs.
And what happens to families who don't repay their loans?
Well, if you don't pay your loans, then you can have problems in terms of various rights under the Immigration Act. For example, if you've got a loan that is you're in default of, you're not able to sponsor other family members. So you're kind of in a bad situation. And most refugees do feel very strongly. In fact, the repayment rate is very, very high, much higher than student loans, for example. Refugees feel an obligation to get themselves on the right side in terms of their financial arrangements with the Canadian government.
And how are these loans, how does the government go about collecting these loans and so forth?
Well, they get a notification fairly soon after they arrive in Canada, and that's often a really shocking moment for people. We heard, for example, of one refugee who brings in this notice from the government and talks to a settlement worker in an agency to try to understand what's happening. And when the settlement worker explained what the notice was and what it meant for her, she sat down on the floor and wept. She was just overwhelmed by the implications of trying to find this kind of money, which, you know, for many people, it might be something like $80 a month, and that would be when you've got a budget where you really have extremely little room for maneuver, where a lot of what you're receiving is going into the absolute basic necessities of housing and food. So you start having to pay quite soon after you arrive in Canada. If you fall behind and there is money to be recovered, then you get quite threatening calls from a collection agency, and people have really been quite upset by the quite harsh manner, apparently in some cases, that is used against people that have fallen behind on their payments. Now, there are, in some cases, people can get some renegotiation. It's not totally inflexible, but there are also quite compelling cases where people, large families and so on, really a big burden to do the repayment where it hasn't been possible to renegotiate.
Now, what kind of impact do these loans have on people, on refugees coming to Canada?
There's a big psychological impact in terms of the burden on people, the sense that you've got this debt, that you have this on your back and you have to throw it off, and people are often overwhelmed when they leave from in Africa or Asia to come to Canada and they sign this thing. They may see figures $5,000, $7,000, $10,000. They don't know what that means, and it's only after you arrive here and see how much money you're getting a month and how much it's going to cost for accommodation, your apartment and so on, it's only then that you realize what a $10,000 debt means when you have so little income. So people have talked very compellingly about the psychological impact practically speaking, one of the big concerns that we have is the impact on young people, people who are trying to catch up on schooling. They may have missed, fallen behind in terms of their education if they've been in a refugee camp or in circumstances where they can't really go to school. They're learning in probably a different language, English or French here, adapting to a new circumstance. So if you're in the high school range, it's difficult to catch up. And on top of that, then you have young students who are working in the evenings or at nights in order to contribute towards repaying the loan. And so they're coming into school tired and not able to concentrate properly on their studies. You also have young people who would like to pursue further education, but who feel that they need to just work, even if at a minimum wage job, so that they can get that debt paid off.
So in a sense, then these loans may hinder refugees from adapting to or integrating with Canadian society.
Our sense is that it's a really a bad economy. You know, the obvious argument is made, well, this is a way of making saving money for the government. We don't have to pay for the costs of the travel for the refugees. But even if you're looking at it in that way, it may not be a good saving to be made because of the longer-term expenses. When you have refugees who, in their first years in Canada, are really struggling, who are under this burden of this debt, people who maybe are having to make choices about working rather than pursuing their education, then we as a society are likely to be paying longer down the road the consequences. If they had, the young people or older people too, have been able to invest more in getting a higher level of English or French, upgrading their skills, doing further education, then they're going to be more successful in a few years' time.
And do other countries have similar loan programs?
Some other countries do have loan programs, not all. Canada has been particularly harsh in terms of charging interest on the loans as well. And also it's interesting to look back in terms of our own history. In the case of the Hungarians who fled in 1956, there was a decision made at that time for those Hungarians who were really reluctant to take on those that burden of transportation loans. The Canadian government at that time decided to cover the costs of travel. So, you know, we would say, well, if we could see why, the government could see why that made sense in the case of Hungarian refugees at that period, why would we not also recognize that it's not a good start for refugees today arriving to be assuming that burden. Also emphasize that there's different situations that refugees find themselves in. The burden of the debt for some refugees may not be too terrific if they're healthy and young and able to put themselves into the economy very quickly. But in the last few years, Canada has been more and more selecting refugees who may have multiple barriers, people who may have handicaps, health issues, families, large families which are maybe headed by a woman where the father has been killed, families that are going to be having much more difficulty establishing themselves in Canadian society, and where the burden of a huge loan like that is much more devastating.
Now, here in British Columbia, the city of Surrey recently passed a resolution asking the federal government to end this loan program and to pay for the transportation and medical costs of refugees. Why would a municipal government be interested in this issue?
What we've seen is that in various places across Canada, and particularly actually in BC, various authorities and different bodies are recognizing the broader consequences of this debt burden. People are seeing it from the point of view of how refugees are able to settle or struggling to settle in their own communities. We hear from teachers who are seeing the impacts of it in the high schools, how they're seeing how their students are struggling because of the debt. We're hearing from health professionals who also see some of the consequences of this burden on people. So there has been studies that have done, including in BC, where it's been brought forward how what a big impact it is having on refugees. And so some of the municipal leaders are saying this doesn't make sense in the broader context, and are asking the federal government to take another look at this.
And your organization, the Canadian Council for Refugees, you're calling for an end to the transportation loan program. How has the federal government responded to your campaign?
Well, I think that the federal government is also looking at this issue. I think that there is an understanding, an increasing understanding within the government that that there are impacts. They do hear when the municipality passes a resolution and so on that is registered by the government. But in the end, when it comes to financial things, there has to be sufficient political will to decide that this is somewhere to act. And that's why our organization is urging as many people as possible and different institutions and levels of government to bring this up with the federal government so that it actually makes it onto their agenda when they come to looking at the funding decisions that they're going to make.
And how can people bring this to the attention of the federal government?
Well, an obvious place to start is with your member of parliament. We have a sets of postcards that we've made available that people can write their message on the postcard, which illustrates some of the impacts of the transportation loan. And we urge people to send them to the Minister of Finance or to their Member of Parliament or the Minister of Citizenship and Immigration. It is also very useful to have other institutions such as school boards, professional associations, and of course municipalities also to talk together and adopt resolutions and bring this to the attention of the government to show the broad and various impacts that this is having on refugees.
All right, Janet, thanks for discussing this with us today.
Thank you very much for your interest.
I've been speaking with Janet Dench of the Canadian Council for Refugees. More information on the campaign to end transportation loans is available on the CCR website at ccrweb.ca.